Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
The Wisconsin idea was born in a time of robber barons, corrupt government officials, and sometimes violent governors, not unlike today. Wisconsin progressives in the early 1900s determined that an alliance between academics and policymakers was the best way to govern. It was part Enlightenment thinking and part good old-fashioned practicality. The Wisconsin idea provided enormous benefits, ultimately, for the people of Wisconsin, as well as the entire country. According to Charles McCarthy, many of the reforms were based on traditions that were brought over by the German immigrants. Here are some of the top reforms that came out of the Wisconsin idea. Primary elections. That is, allowing the rank-and-file members of a political party to choose its nominee rather than having caucuses do it for them. Workers' compensation. Allowing workers that are injured on the job to receive a fixed payment in compensation for their injuries. State regulations of railroads. Direct elections of United States senators. Originally, they were simply selected by their state legislative bodies, which tended to produce corrupt results. Eventually, the 17th Amendment to the United States Constitution did away with this, and we now have direct elections of the United States senators. And finally, most importantly, progressive taxation, where the wealthier pay a higher rate of tax than the less affluent. And it was made possible at the federal level by the adoption of the 16th Amendment to the United States Constitution. All of these reforms were part and parcel of the Wisconsin idea, and none of them might have happened without that fine state of Wisconsin and the workers there who, to this day, still struggle to maintain their rights. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.